Welcome back, everyone, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simin Reish Chaf Aleph Sif Beis. We're going to talk about the text for Birkas HaGeshamim, the bracha on rain after a pause from rain. Says the Mechaber, Uma Mevarich, what's the text of the bracha? Im Eino Sadeh Omer Modim Anachnu Lucha Hashem Elokeinu Akol Tipa V'Tipa Shorad Tolanu V'Lufinu Malei Shirak Hayom V'Chule. So if one does not have a field, he says, Modim anachnu l'cha Hashem Elokeinu, we thank Hashem al kol tipa v'tipa shorad olanu on every drop of rain that Hashem provides for us. V'lufinu malei shirak hayom, and we continue with that sort of praise that we don't have enough with which to praise Hashem. Ad hin him yodu v'varchu Hashem kol malkeinu, that text as part of Nishmas. V'chosein baruch ato Hashem keil rov hahoda'os. One concludes the bracha with keil rov hahoda'os. V'im yashlo sada, but if one does have a field, v'shutfus im acher, if one owns it with someone else, he has a partnership, so then mevarech ato v'ameitiv, he says ato v'ameitiv, v'im eno shutuf pasada, mevarech shachiyanu. If he owns it on his own, so then he says shachiyanu, the Rama comments, yashomim tashomea, shiyardu gishomim, mevarech ato v'ameitiv. Some say that if one just hears that rain has fallen, so then one would say Hatov Vehametiv. Comments the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Gimel, Rov Haudos, Rotza Lomar Beribui Hahudaos. When we say Baruch Hato Hashem Kel Rov Hahudaos, what we mean is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God with plenty of thanksgivings, meaning who's deserving of plenty of thanksgivings. Dalid b'shutfus hatov yameitiv sheitiv lo v'gam la'achirim yimo da'inu la'ashutof. If one owns a field together with someone else, so then he says hatov yameitiv. Why? Because he benefits and someone else benefits, namely his partner. U'mashma b'har b'achronim da'afilum yashlo rak yishul banim him gamkin b'chal shutfin. So many achronim point out that having a family, a wife and children, is also considered like having a partnership that such that others benefit. You would say hatov v'ameitiv. Continuing now in the Mishnah Berurah, hey, v'im ein lo v'chulei haroeh nilus kishuhu katan v'chozer v'roehu bizman shuhu gadol v'sameach v'ri'yaso v'varich shachianu after ein lo karka kevan dehuba mizman lizman. If one sees the Nile River when it's small and then when it is large, and he rejoices when he sees it, so then he would say, Shachiyano, even if he does not own land, Kevandu Ubam is man as man, because it's something that is intermittent. It happens at fixed times. Vuhne never sameach b'riyaso, and he also benefits and rejoices at seeing it. So that's no worse than seeing one's friend, and where you would say, Shachiyano, upon seeing him. But if you see the river every day, after b'yom zeni tosef ha'shalafanav, even if today it's larger than it was yesterday, mikomakom lo yivarech, nonetheless, you don't say the bracha, the kamakama batal behanahar, because the small amount that has been added is considered nullified in the rest of the river. If one sees water in klig, that's a part of the river that flows forth from the amassing, from the accumulation of the river. If you already saw the water in its original place in the river, so then you don't say the bracha on that extension. But if you only saw it in the extension, you would say shachianu there too, because it is normal for one to rejoice upon seeing that area. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Vav, Mevar Shachianu Levad Velo Atov Amitiv Vafilu Yashlo Shutov Kusi Lo Mikre Shutov Lezev. If one owns a field by himself, he says Shachianu Nar Atov Amitiv, because he's the only one who rejoices. And even if he has a non-Jewish partner, that is not considered a partnership with respect to Atov Amitiv. Mishnah Berurah Zayin Yashom Da Shomea Rotza Lomer Avshalo Ra Be'atzmo. The Rama is saying that even if one did not see the rain himself, Rak Shoma Me'achirim Shiyardu Gishom B'sado Shalom Achar Hu Asira V'chanal. Rather, there was hearsay. He heard that the rain fell on his field after the pause of rain. So then, the same halacha would apply, that if he owns it, the field, with someone else, he would say atov yamitiv. If he owns it on his own, he would say shachianu. But if he doesn't have a field, he doesn't say the bracha at all. Even the bracha of modim that we mentioned earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the bracha when the rain comes. So you say that bracha only if you see it, but not if you hear about it. However, disagrees and says that you can say the bracha of modim even if you just heard about the rain. However, we rule leniently in that machlokas because of safik brachos lahakel. What if one owns a field together with a non-Jewish partner, and then he also owns another field by himself? So what does he do in that case? Footnote number 5 quotes the Ritva, Tainis Vavam Beis, who says that in that case you should say both Shachianu and Hatov Vehametiv. However, the Palge, the Sefer Palge Mayim, says this is together with a Jewish partner, not a non-Jewish partner. So if you own a field together with another partner and also by yourself, what brachos do you say? Ritva says both Shachianu and Hatov Vehametiv. However, the Sefer Palge Mayim, Rav Debalitsky, says only Hatov Vehametiv. Next time we're done, we'll continue by Hashem and Simon. Resh Chaf Beis. Have a wonderful day.